The governor has unveiled several tax incentives this week that he plans to ask lawmakers to support in his State of the State address later this month. Doyle wants to offer more tax incentives to angel investors who put their money in a startup company early. He wants to make capital gains taxes deductible as long as they're reinvested in Wisconsin businesses. And the governor wants to offer tax credits to cover a company's research and development. Republican Speaker Mike Hipsch says those proposals will have a friendly audience in the state assembly.
It's those type of ideas that I think you're going to see the assembly Republicans able to work very well with Governor Doyle to try and move and expand Wisconsin's economy.
Senate Democrats have other ideas on helping the economy. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker says he'd like to see an increase in the state's minimum wage to help Wisconsin workers, and he'd like to index the minimum wage to keep up with inflation.
$6.50 an hour is no way for anybody to try and make a living in the state. Yeah, we ought to go to 7.25 and index it. I think that should be part of any economic development package, or at least past this legislature.
Decker says he'll have to review the governor's proposed tax incentives to see what their impact would be and how the state would cover the loss of tax revenue. He says if the ideas make sense, senators will support them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.